producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I know that everybody has to work. I understand that. I love to work. I'm working all of the time. If I'm not working, I'm dreaming about working, friends. The Bible tells us that without vision, people perish, and I'm telling you what, I am pressing into the kingdom of God violently and taking it by force because I need to live off the vision that God bestows upon me because I'm here to live for His will and His purposes. So without His vision, guess what's going to happen? Absolutely nothing. And so in saying that, friends, I want to talk a little bit after a while about how much work do we do and what is it that suffers because of all the work that we do. We're going to talk about that at the end of the hour. And before that, what I want to talk about is I actually want to get over to, you know, there's a lot of people out there that like to spend their money frivolously. And they love to take chances concerning what they do with their money. And, yes, of course, I'm talking about the lottery. I'm talking about those that love to pull tabs. And they love to spend money and throw money into a pot and hoping that they're the ones that are going to win the pot. Well, what does Scripture tell us about that? The Bible tells us that we're to hate covetousness. David prayed that in Psalm 119. It also talks about in Scripture that thou shalt not covet in Exodus 20. It's the 10th commandment. Thou shalt not covet, desire that which belongs to somebody else. And if you look at Proverbs 15:27, there's actually consequence for violating God's moral law. And I know, for the most part, people don't quite understand that in the United States of America. But what's happening right now is the American people are actually reaping what they sowed. If they sow to the wind, they're going to reap the whirlwind, and that's exactly what we're reaping today. We sow to lawlessness, we're going to reap lawlessness. If you don't want to do what God commands us to do, because we owe Him obedience, we owe Him our attention. We owe Him to take heed to everything that He says because God is in control of all things, and we owe Him that as His creatures. And He knows better than we do. So when He tells us not to do something, keep in mind He does that. Psalm 19 verse 11 tells us, by them, the commandments, thy servant is warned. Warned what to do and what not to do. So what happens when we violate the 10th commandment? Thou shalt not covet. Well, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 15:27, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Is that true? Well, I'm going to bring you over to quite a few examples concerning those that threw their money into the pot to see what would come back. And folks, lo and behold, they won the lottery. What was the end of the winning of the lottery? What was the end of that little seed that they put in that pot in hopes of winning the millions and millions of dollars? You might be surprised. You really might be surprised, folks. Aside of that, what I want to do, friends, is let you know that if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. On Facebook, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. Twitter account is BradleyDean1EE. BradleyDean1EE on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. 1-866-582-9933. I'll say that a little slower for you. 1-866-582-9933. Now, if you want me to go slower than that, I will be in reverse. I can't do that. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be where your brains or when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, come on. We're to govern ourselves by the founding documents. We are a people that are self-governed, and that's what makes us great. And who are we self-governed unto? Our Creator. Where there is true liberty, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we know that liberty in this country. And let me remind you, America, to those that complain about what's going on in your country and in our country, you're only complaining about what you're tolerating because we still have the freedom to do the right thing. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama, Christians a threat to national security. Did you hear what I said? Folks, he's been attacking the Christian heritage and your Constitution since day one. And again, keep in mind, he said he was going to do just that. Obama said, Christians a threat to national security. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Destroying God in the minds of the people. Isn't it interesting, these people, they spend their lives warring against God only to find out that everything that God had said was exactly right on the money. And keep in mind, to those that fall in line with this dangerous theology, friends, do keep in mind there's no such thing as an atheist in hell, is there? No, Scripture tells us that the devils believe and tremble. And how much more the atheist that fought against God his whole life only to find out that God was true, but he found out the hard way. See, if they won't listen to Moses and to the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. That's why we preach law to grace, America. Law to grace. Remember, Paul was sent to the Gentiles who didn't have the law. Unto the Jews were giving the oracles of God. Romans 3. They knew the law and they were broken by the law. And then when Paul was sent to the Gentiles, that's us, he said, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 3:24. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, destroying God in the minds of God. Just think, if you're an atheist, just keep in mind, in 1793, Ben Franklin said that there was no such thing as an atheist in this country. Of course not, because everybody was calling on God during the Revolution because everybody was fighting for the freedoms in which we now have today. And we've all heard this from the veterans. There is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. No, of course, but if they've never been in the foxhole, guess what they want to do? They want to do everything that is impermissible in the sight of God, and yet they want it to be permissible, and they want everybody to go to hell along with them. Well, folks, going back to Scripture again, Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And keep in mind what it says right after that. They have done the abominable thing. Keep in mind with the atheist, everything is permissible, and if you want to understand why dictators actually propagate the propaganda of atheism, friends, because they want to be God. Isaiah 14, they do it every single time. And folks, again, keep in mind, if there was no God, there would be no atheist. I just want to put that into perspective. And some of these atheists might want to do a little homework because when we look at the history of those men, man, I'm telling you what, it's not very good, is it? The Bible is no mere book. It is a power that conquers all that oppose it. They spend their whole lives warring against a God they say they don't believe in. They believe in him. They're just angry with him because he doesn't allow them to do the things that they want to do. We're going to take a quick break and come right back to the lottery. Ooh, what's with these guys?
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
1-866-582-9933 again, 1-866-582-9933. We are set up with Stack, folks. That means we can take up to 5 phone calls at a time. Please do not wait until the last segment. Like almost without fail, every show, someone will call in during the last segment. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to be a little transparent with you for a moment, if I might. Folks, do you realize that every single show that I do, about 2 o'clock when we plug in, all of a sudden everything starts to go haywire on our computers. For example, right at 2:04, 2 minutes before the show started today, all of a sudden, without fail, the computer shut down. And I'm talking about our website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And it's also interesting to note, over the last 5 days concerning our website, we have been under major spiritual attack. And interestingly enough, most people don't understand that. And the story of my life is when people say, you know, I never had this problem before. You know, and all the years that I've done this, I've never had any problems like this before. It's like me and my wife and my children will sit back and laugh about it and say, nope, this is the norm for us. So sometimes you feel like you're the one that's being cursed rather than blessed. But when I look at quotes like what John Calvin rightly said, he said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. Man, most people think the peace that Jesus was talking about was the peace with the world, when in fact, his spirit's at war with the world, at warring to reconcile the lost unto himself through the cross of Jesus Christ. And the enemy of your souls doesn't seem to like that. But we're not asking a defeated foe for his permission, are we? No, we are not. Folks, this comes with the territory. The warfare that is around this ministry is second to none. And it's interesting how people, folks, how people that I've worked with in the past, they'll say, man, the stress level, It's like the stress level, man. Listen, if you want to get something done, you have to press in and you got to go beyond. You need to understand what Hudson Taylor rightly said when he said every work of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. Folks, if I stood around asking for permission from men to get the job done, I would have never gotten things done, or would I have ever gotten anything done, especially when people are standing back saying things that they shouldn't be saying, like, be patient. Just wait. Yes, we understand. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Yes, indeed it is. But you know what? Enough of the patience. God's looking for his church to stand up and take it by force. Because he said that we're to press into the kingdom of God and the violent take it by force. And he also told us to be importunate. So that means to continuously press in where we will not allow no to be given unto us as an answer from heaven, the way Jacob didn't when he wrestled with the angel, when he said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. That's how things get done, friends. That's how things get done. And what comes with it? The warfare that's promised to the church. When the Bible tells us in the book of Revelations that the enemy made war, the dragon made war against who? The woman in her seed. Those that have the testimonies of the Lord and those that keep the commandments of the Lord. And keep in mind, Jesus said that, listen, peace you have in me. Not in the world. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. But keep in mind, he said, I have overcome the world. My goodness, we need to get this straight, don't we? Let's talk about the lottery. The lottery, the lottery, the lottery. The Bible tells us, thou shalt not covet. How many people out there today are dropping a $5 bill, a $10 bill into the pot, hoping that they win millions? Keep in mind what Proverbs 15:27 says. It tells us there is consequence for the violation of God's moral law concerning the Tenth Commandment, as is there consequence for the violation of all of his moral law. Proverbs 15:27, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Is that true? Well, let's go to some examples. There's a sad tale of Lotto Lout, Michael Carroll, the self-styled king of shavs, who turned up to collect his $9.7 million in the UK while wearing an electronic offender's tag. He was a criminal, and he won it. After winning, he used his money on drugs, gambling, and thousands of prostitutes, only to end up back on the dole after 8 years of living the Lotto life. Carroll said on the Daily Mall, the party has ended and it's back to reality. I haven't gotten two pennies to rub together, and that's the way I like it. I find it easier to live off of 42 dole than a million. He sounds pretty chipper given the details of his story, which involves his wife leaving him along with his daughter and the loss of over $100,000 over an 8-year period in payments to prostitutes among rather grave financial mistakes. That is a fool. And he ate his own folly. He ate that. He ate, literally. You are what you eat. Well, folks, what I'm saying is you reap what you sow. That is a fool. Evelyn Adams won the New Jersey lottery twice in 1985 and in 1986. Wow, what are the chances of that? Raking in $5.4 million. Today the money is all gone and Adams lives in a trailer, writes Ellen Goodstein in a story titled Unlucky in Riches. Adams said, I was a big-time gambler. I didn't drop $1 million, but it was a lot of money. I made mistakes. Some I regret. Some I don't. I'm human. I can't go back now, so I just go forward one step at a time. Isn't that interesting, that excuse that I'm just human, or I'm not perfect, just forgiven? I mean, as if to exempt themselves for the violation of God's moral law. Here, let me give you some more examples because it gets better, friends. In 1998, William Bud Post III won $16.2 million in the Pennsylvania lottery. only to later wish it had never happened. That's because his brother hired a hitman to try to kill him and his sixth wife and was arrested for doing just that. Other relatives made him invest in businesses that never paid off. A landlady made him give her a third of all of his winnings, and Post spent time in jail for firing a gun over the head of a bill collector. He declared bankruptcy and in 2006, at the age of 66, died of respiratory failure at a Pittsburgh area hospital, writes Patricia Sullivan in the Washington Post. Man, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own soul. Isn't it interesting how this destroys people? You know, the Bible tells us again in the book of Ecclesiastes 10, chapter 10, verse 19, that money answereth all matters or all things. Yes, it does, but what's the purpose of money, friends? Is it for the lust of the flesh or for the purpose of the kingdom? That's how I look at it. And that's how we should all look at it, because that's what we're purposed to do. That's why we are created by our Creator, is to preach the gospel to every creature. That's our purpose, every single one of us. Going back to those that don't know the difference. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Well, then there's Victoria Zell, who won an $11 million Powerball jackpot with her husband in 2001, only to end up in a Minnesota prison after being convicted of a drug and alcohol-induced collision that killed one and paralyzed the other. And this just goes to show you, winning the Powerball doesn't guarantee you happiness. Absolutely, it does not. You know, folks, some people are so poor, that's all they have is money. Let me say it again. There's some people in this country and on this globe that are so poor, that's all they have, money. And they're willing to sell their soul to gain the world. Let me say this and let me put it into perspective for you. Sell the world and gain your soul. Folks, because when I look at Scripture, I can parallel it to winning the jackpot. It's already been won. It's already been accomplished on Calvary. That was the great sacrifice. He was the door and is the door to the kingdom of God. Where the Lord tells me, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. Keep in mind, the Father said, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. You know what, folks? There's a story told out in the Indies, and it's true, and it's still a custom in which they keep today. There was a messenger of a king that was approached by an individual that made a great request to the king. And the messenger said, this is too much to ask the king. But when it came to the ears of the king said, no, he knows who he's asking it of. This is a compliment. So the king summoned the man. The man showed up and asked him for much. To fulfill vision, I speak in a spiritual sense, teaching you an analogy or in a parable. And as he approached the king was pleased with him and said, as wide as you can open up your mouth, I will fill it with riches. And isn't it something that Scripture tells us, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. But I got to ask you a question, friends. What are your riches? Because that's really what it comes down to. Read Mark 10, verse 17. What are your riches? It's not gold. It's not money to me. It's mankind for the glory of God. Be right back.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I was just giving you an analogy, friends, or a parable of what they still have out in the Indies, in the East, where there was a certain man that came to a king, and the his messenger, the king's messenger, came and asked him, well, what is it that you desire of the king? And the messenger thought it was too much to ask of the king, but the king was pleased when he heard it, and he summoned the man to come to him. And when he did that, he was very pleased, and he said, as wide as you can open your mouth, he said, I will fill it with riches. And I asked you during the break, what is it that your heart is attached to? Folks, because if it's set on money, I'll tell you what, you might want to read Mark chapter 10, verse 17. There was an individual, the rich young ruler, who tried to justify himself, and the Lord took him to the Ten Commandments, and he said, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt honor your father and mother. He goes through the commandments, and then what did he say? He said, all these have I kept from my youth. And then the Lord said, but this one thing. And then remember, he went away sad, because his heart was set on his riches. Now, it's interesting. The apostles got involved, and they looked at that, and Jesus said it's harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But isn't it interesting how apt men are to sell themselves out for riches here? And if you look at Scripture, that's exactly what Satan said he would do. Bow down, and I'll give all this to you. Wait a second. The cattle on a thousand hills belongs to our Father. The earth, all creation, man is created for his glory. He has control of all things. And it's a good place to be, because that's a good place to be in the sense of trusting your God. And trust is really saying, listen, it's all yours. Do what you will. But that's having your heart set. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Proverbs 15:27 tells us, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. How true is it? Folks, what have we gone through? 1, 2, 3, 4. Has it been good for them? Let's go to the next one. Abraham Shakespeare won the $31 million jackpot in Florida in 2006. He disappeared in 2009. Having spent most of his fortune, his body was found early 2010 under a concrete slab. John Campanelli writes in The Plain Dealer, a woman who had befriended him and fleeced him for $1.8 million, say police, has been charged in connection with his murder. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Oh, and don't tell me they weren't greedy of gain, friends, because if they weren't, then why did they put money in the pot in the first place? Because their end of their faith was to what? Reap the riches. Well, they got the riches, and in some cases it cost them their lives, their families, their homes. In June of 1997, a man named Billy Bob Harrell Jr. took the $31 million Texas jackpot lottery. At first, all was great. Harold purchased a ranch. He bought a half dozen homes for himself and other family members. He, his wife, and all of his kids got new automobiles. He made a large contribution to his church. If members of the congregation needed help, Billy Bob was there with cash, writes Stephen McVicker in the Houston Press. Then suddenly, Harold discovered that his life was unraveling almost as quickly as it had come together. Everyone, it seemed, family, friends, fellow worshipers, and strangers, was putting the touch on Mr. Harrell. His spending and his lending spiraled out of control. In February, those tensions splintered his already strained marriage, and tragically, 20 months after winning the lottery, Harrell ended up committing suicide. Folks, that gets me. I'm trying to highlight the fact that greedy of gain trouble with his own soul. I want you to understand something with this show and the heart of this ministry. Folks, if I seen a bird outside that was hurt, I wouldn't want it to suffer. I remember one time I was so broken into 1,000 pieces, until a man becomes nothing, God can make nothing out of him or create nothing out of him or anything out of him, whatever you prefer. I remember I was so broken, I was driving down the road, and I seen a turtle, of all things, turned upside down in the middle of the road. And I seen his legs kicking. And I got to parallel this, folks, but this is where I'm at and where I was at that particular time, and I still am. I thought, if someone doesn't get out of the car and turn that turtle over, that turtle's going to get ran over. And I got out of my car, and I turned that turtle over and put him on the side of the road. Folks, when I hear about human beings committing suicide, we need to understand that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. So I want everybody to understand that I don't gloat in the fact that Mr. Harrell committed suicide in any sense of the word. And we know that 5,000 out of every 500,000 people commit suicide. There's no reason for that. And by the way, that is a violation of God's moral law too. Thou shalt not kill includes yourself. Life is uphill. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. If you have the end of the rope, let me parallel the rope with Christ, and you tie a knot and you hold on to the Christ, rest assured things may be hard, but you'll get to the other side. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem, folks. Let me tell you this. If you ever felt like committing suicide, you call my offices. 1-866-233-0747. And I'm going to help you get your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your fate. Because he will not fail you. Man will fail you, but he will not fail you. 1-866-233-0747. And that can be off air, of course. Don't you dare harm yourself. Amen? Going on to the next one. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Jack Whitaker of West Virginia was an already wealthy businessman when he won what was at the time the largest jackpot ever by a single ticket, garnering him $314.9 million on Christmas Day 2002. Well, a chain of awful events soon followed, including his car being broken into twice. First with $545,000 in cash stolen, then later with $200,000 stolen and later recovered. A plot was revealed in which two club members or employees, they had planned to drug his drinks and rob him. His granddaughter's boyfriend was found dead in Whitaker's home from an overdose. Whitaker's granddaughter was found dead at a male friend's house after being reported missing. The death was ruled an overdose. Whitaker had a DUI. Whitaker was sued by Caesars Atlantic City Casino for bouncing $1.5 million worth in checks to cover gambling losses. Whitaker was sued by a woman who had previously sued him for not paying her money. He claimed thieves had stolen it all from him, and Whitaker's daughter was found dead. He said, "I wish I'd torn that ticket all up." He said, "I wish I would have torn that ticket all up." Why is it that man is so deceived into thinking that money brings forth happiness? It brings forth resolve, but I look at it as, you know what? It just fulfills the means. It's like when I get my bills paid off, it's like, yes, what am I doing next, Lord? And everything that I do in PS, everything that comes into this ministry, goes to the next outreach. It goes to the next outreach. Speaking of which, Stephanie's got some events here in Minnesota in October. In November, we're back out in Texas doing schools and high schools, middle schools, elementary schools. We're going to be doing some churches. That's what we do. That's the end of money for me. It's to sustain us to go on to fulfill the call in which God has in my life. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. All the way up, I've been in ministry for 20 years. All the way up until just this summer, I have not owned anything. Friends, listen to me carefully. I haven't owned anything. Because everything that I am purpose, and this is weird because some people have a hard time understanding. Wait a second, you're a preacher. Yep. Okay, so I understand that. And then you have to do these things too. And it's like, yep, we have to do all those things too. But being a preacher, I don't take my hat off doing some things and then put it back on for other things. I'm in ministry all of the time. I'm ministering all the time. My life reflects the fingerprints of God's Word everywhere I go and everything that I do. That's what ministry is about. And again, going back to the finances, friends, that's what the purpose of money is for. You know, it was Martin Luther that rightly said, God gave us five fingers so money could fall through our fingers to help others. That's what it's about. Isn't it weird, the thing with covetousness and the fruit of covetousness? It's like you get a new car and what do you get? Well, you have it for a couple weeks and then guess what you want? You want a bigger car. You want a newer car. You get a new house. Guess what you want? You get bored real quick. You want a bigger house. You want a better house. See, hell is never filled, friends, the Bible tells us. We're always going to want more, but you need to understand that at that final day, when you die and stand before your God, when you leave this earth, you need to understand. I want you to visualize this with me. When your body is put in a casket, first of all, your spirit is gone. The Bible tells us that in the book of James chapter 2. Without the spirit, the body is dead. So when you're dead laying in that box, your spirit is gone. You've already faced your judge. Okay? But I want you to visualize the hearse. Do you see a luggage rack on top of the hearse? No, you don't see a luggage rack there because there isn't one. It's sure that you came into the world with nothing, naked as you were, and it's sure that you're going to leave with nothing. I remember a guy was walking past an estate. Another guy looked at him and said, boy, I wonder what it cost that man to buy that estate. The other man looked at him and said, it cost him his soul. Folks, this life is temporary. We need to get this right. Life is but a vapor. 140,000 people every day die on this globe unexpectedly. We're not promised today, but if we're here today, we better make the most of it, yeah? We're going to come right back. We're going to sew this up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
And the fruit of the greedy, scripture tells us, Proverbs 15:27, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own soul. Folks, we see that to be the case. And if only we listen to the word of God, how many people have been ruined through greed? Hardened through greed. I said during the second segment today, it's sad that there's so many people out there that they're so poor, that's all they have is money. They're lonely, they don't have a friend in the world. And you know, folks, that's not a curse neither. It doesn't have to be a curse, it can be a blessing. It depends on what they're doing with their finances. It should always be there to further the purposes of God. Good towards mankind. Good, according to what God claims is good. Oftentimes, you think you got to work. And, of course, we have to work because we have to make ends meet, right? And, again, you don't have to force me to work. By the way, I love what I do. It's not work. And interestingly enough, it seems like what we do, and I can only bring this back to myself. I only can look in the mirror here, friends, and reflect what I see in my own life. And it's interesting because that's all I'm doing is working. I'm always doing something. My legs are always in motion. And it's a good place to be, by the way, because for the most part, that's all we hear is people talk about how they need to pray about something and wait. Well, the fact of the matter is faith without works is dead. Let me show you my faith by my works. That's what we do around here. That's what real leadership is by following the Christ. That is a real leader, one who follows the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, John 10. But sometimes it seems like we overlook the important things when we're working, the most important things. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And it's also interesting that Jesus used the child as the model of heaven. This is an awesome story, and I want you to tell me what your thoughts are via email or Facebook or text or phone call. A son looked to his daddy one day and he said, Daddy, may I ask you a question? The dad said, yeah, sure, what is it? The son asked his daddy, how much do you make an hour? The dad said, that's none of your business. Why do you ask such a thing? The son said, I just want to know. Please tell me, how much do you make an hour, Dad? The dad said, if you must know, I make $100 an hour. The son said, oh, with his head down. The son said again, Daddy, may I please borrow $50? The father was angry. He was furious. The dad said, if the only reason you ask that is so you can borrow some money to buy a silly toy or some other nonsense, then you can march yourself straight to your room and go to bed. Think about why you are being so selfish. I work hard every day for such childish behavior as you're exhibiting. The little boy quietly went to his room and shut the door. The man sat down and started to get even angrier about the little boy's questions. How dare he ask such questions only to get some money out of me, said the dad. After about an hour or so, the man had calmed down. And he started to think within himself, maybe there was something he really needed to buy with that $50. And he really didn't ask the money for himself, and he didn't ask that often. The man went to the door of the little boy's room and opened the door. The dad said, are you asleep, son? The son said, no, Daddy, I'm awake. The dad said, I've been thinking maybe I was too hard on you earlier. It's been a long day, and I took out my aggravation on you. I'm frustrated. Here's the $50 you asked me for, son. The little boy sat straight up smiling. The son said, oh, thank you, Dad. Thank you, Daddy. Then reaching under his pillow, he pulled out some of his crumpled up bills. The man saw that the boy already had money, and he started to get angry again. The little boy slowly counted out his money and then looked up at his father. The dad said, why do you want more money if you already have some? The son said, because I didn't have enough, but now I do. Daddy, I have $100 now. Can I buy you for an hour of your time? Please come home early tomorrow because I'd like to have dinner with you. The father was crushed. He put his arm around his little son and he begged for his forgiveness. And it's just a short reminder of all of you guys and girls out there working so hard in life. We should not let time slip through our fingers without having spent time with those who really matter to us, those that are closest to our hearts. So do remember to share that $100 worth of your time with someone you love, because if tomorrow we die, the company that we are working for could easily replace us in a matter of days, but the family and friends we leave behind will feel the loss for the rest of their lives. And to come to think of it, we pour out ourselves more into work than we do our families. Some things are just more important, friends. food for thought.
Amen. What a great, I love stories like that that really open up your eyes and give you a wonderful perspective on things that sometimes we do take for granted because of the fact that we're just so busy, busy, busy. Well, you know, it's not, you know, it's funny too, because whenever we pray, it's like we pray, Lord, help us to, you know, we pray to not get so busy in all of our works that we forget the Lord of all of our works because we're so busy doing, you know, day-to-day stuff that we have to do, but we know what's important and what's the most important. So I love that analogy. That's great. And at the Sons of Liberty, we seriously are pouring our hearts and our minds into everything that we're doing. Bradley was mentioning we've got an event coming up here on the 23rd of October, actually a week from today in Ramsey, Minnesota at the Pathways Community Church. So if you are a young lady or a mom and would like to come out to that event, please do give us a phone call. We can give you more details. 1-866.
That's in the state of Minnesota.
Minnesota, that's right. State of Minnesota here next week on Friday. Friday night we'll be doing a great, wonderful girls event. So please, if you want more information, call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. And as Bradley mentioned earlier in the show, we are going back to Texas, and we're excited because, boy, oh, boy, we're getting things lined up to do schools and so on. We're going to be at a Christian school. We're going to be at a public school. We've got so many different things going on with a bunch of different events, schools and churches and other events coming up, and that's actually with more
teenagers. So if you're down south, check it out.
With more teenagers, too, as well. So please do check it
out. You know, I got to say, though, when I was in Abilene, this is no condemnation to those that are in Abilene, but the fact of the matter is when we were there, it was 96 degrees, and it was like, okay, guys, you live in this 24/7, you know, 365 days a year. Yeah, but Bradley, this isn't hot. On top of the fact that there was rocks, very little grass, looked desolate,
yep,
and there was bushes everywhere on the highway, I was trying to figure out within myself as to why would someone in their right mind want to live in that area.
Yeah.
But if you're born there, you just don't know the difference,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
They said 106 degrees is hot, and it's like, okay, that's the reason we don't live in Texas.
Yeah, you're from Florida. We're from Minnesota. So it's interesting. Sometimes we do events down south, you know, when it's kind of wintertime there, and it's like, you know, 60 degrees, and people are thinking, oh, it's freezing outside, and we're thinking, this is awesome. It's wonderful. We've got so many different events planned out there, and they keep lining up.
But going back to Texas, I'm sure there's places in Texas that are beautiful. We just weren't there. We were in Dallas. We were in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm. Abilene.
Abilene.
San Angelo.
Yep, we were all across that particular area. And I know Texas is big, so Houston is probably great. But I've also noticed in every state there's always really nice pockets, no matter where you're at.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. You can always find them. They're there somewhere. But where we happened to be was very rocky.
Yeah, rocky.
You know, we've done a lot of events in Arizona, too.
Rocky.
And I can't get out of there.
You know who I seen drive by us?
Rocky?
Fred and Barney.
Okay, gotcha.
Fred and Barney from the Flintstones.
Yeah, this was like years ago. That was a good one. But what I was going to say is,
I just seen an ad by them the other day. Forgive me.
Yeah, no, what I was going to say is the fact that, you know, we're from Minnesota, and so everything around us is, you know, we've got trees and woods, and it's green and so on and so forth. When you go down south and you see literally someone's front yard, and all it is just a pile of rocks.
Yeah, it's Arizona,
like,
too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's
New Mexico.
Like, that is not flying with me. I mean, I could not handle it.
Well, now,
that.
The thing is, if you go to California, like the L.A. area, like particularly the Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood area, I mean, houses are so crammed together, you can literally, during the time that you take a shower, you can reach over into the window of your neighbor and borrow their soap.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't like that neither, but I've seen beautiful areas in California.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, it seems like it's all beautiful, but we got the four seasons.
That's true, which we love.
Some people like, yeah.
Yeah, we do love. I love the four seasons, which is great, because it's nice to have that change every, you know, every 3 months or so. But please do support this work and what we're doing. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's very easy to give. Everything's secure online. Go online, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, and you can support this work on a monthly basis. You have the option of doing a monthly donor, or being a monthly donor, I should say, or a one-time giver, too, as well. So please check that out. And again, we've got so many wonderful products in our store. Please check those out. There's a lot that you can be doing. There's no excuse.
Yeah, and during
nothing.
This time of the year, like November and December, it's really downtime for parachurch ministries such as ourselves, just so you understand that. So there's never been a better time to support the ministry if you so find it within yourself to do so. We'd greatly appreciate it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. At Bradley and Stephanie, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours from 2 to 4.
See ya.
of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.